Hey everybody, welcome to The Warrior and the Wolf, a show where we just want to show you what it looks like to show up authentically, show up real, embrace your emotions, and live your life to the fullest.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Warrior and the Wolf. As always, I'm Mark, I'm the Wolf.
I'm Aaron the Warrior.
And we are really, really excited. So this is actually part two of a conversation that we started a bit ago around marriage. Really good feedback in that space, so excited to hop back in. And just to give everybody a quick recap, because it was a lot to take in, at least for me, it was a lot to take in. How we show up in our marriages and our relationships matters. And showing up intentionally is a big deal. And trying to figure out what that happy medium is. Where's the balance of I'm drained and I don't have it in me versus I need to continue to show up without taking on the message of how I feel and who I am isn't as important as everybody else. And where we kind of landed that plane on the last episode, Aaron, was we were talking a little bit about percentages. It's not 50-50. Marriage is not 50-50. Let's just start there. Sometimes it's 90-10. And we were talking about the fact, well, what if, or 80-20, or, you know, well, what if I don't have 80 to give, right? Yep. What if I can give 60? I got that, right? So I just kind of want to start in there and get your feedback a little bit. How to quickly or effectively negotiate, I know you need 80. How do we make it 60?
You know, and I think I had said in the last episode, you know, it's about setting the expectation beforehand. Like I've been talking about a couple episodes ago, I've been consuming a lot of content and like leadership content. And I was listening to a book by a pastor of a life church, Craig Rochelle, which I know if D-Rock's listening, he'll be happy because I think that's his pastor. So,
yep.
But he had a book, he does a lot of leadership stuff, but the book is called like Think Ahead. And just to super summarize it, he talks about pre-deciding things, right? Like if you pre-decide things, example is like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, like wearing the same thing every day, right? They don't, that's not a decision they're going to make. That's pre-decided, right?
Yep.
So I think something that works inside of a marriage, at least for us, or I believe a good strategy is pre-deciding what the strategy is for when things happen, when one partner, one spouse doesn't have the capacity to give 100%. Sit down and have that conversation when you both have 100%, you know, on a date or whatever. And I think specifically, you know, I think you kind of hit the broad form of like marriage is hard, like especially like if things are tough, work is going tough, whatever. Like for me, like the specific around this, especially like the last episode and then this one is like, and it's near and dear to me, like, because when I start like starting like this, like to heal, like I needed to do some deep dive, some really hard work to really heal, to be healthy for my family. But for me, it was a trap that I fell in. Why I never worked on it is because I was like, well, I don't have time to do that. I got to show up. I got to give, you know, 100% to everybody. So like I put off like the diving in to the healing. I put off diving into exploring what was going on because I just didn't have time. It's just put your head down and press on through. And I've heard that from so many men. So that's kind of, you know, the strategy that I employ or would offer to other guys is like, hey, if you know you have to start this journey, and let's get real. Most of us know there's something we need to do, right?
Yeah.
Like there's something nagging, something you know you need to work on. Formulate a plan with your partner, with your spouse. Be like, hey, it's going to be shit's going to be really tough over the next however long, year, two, whatever.
I like the pre-decide thing.
I figured you would like that because it's a mindset kind of thing.
I'm that guy. What I like about it is how applicable it is. All right, I got to pre-decide. So if I'm driving home from what's been a very difficult day, maybe a phone call. Hey, checking in with you. How are you? What's the evening look like? I just want to make sure nothing's on my calendar, anything on yours. Didn't see it. Okay. How is the kiddo? In our case, the kiddo for you and D, like kiddos, but like just getting a feel, like trying to pre-decide, all right, how do I show up tonight? How is this going to work? And pre-deciding too, back to the conversation we had in episode one, what kind of man do I want to be? Pre-decide the kind of man that I want to be and how I want to show up. So I absolutely love pre-deciding. That makes me happy.
Yes, I figured you would like that aspect. You know, and a lot of times for me, I was an all or nothing kind of person. It's like, cool. Like I either got to, and I mentioned this in the part one, it's like, I wanted to fix every relationship in at the same time.
Yeah.
And I got super frustrated when I couldn't. So I was like, well, screw it, man. Like, why am I even bothering to work on this? Cause I don't have the time. I do two things really well. I make excuses and I make selfish decisions. And by using my healing journey, there was a lot of times I could alienate my family and, you know, alienate Deanna and be like, you know what? I just don't have the capacity to work on that. You got to deal with it on your own because I'm trying to heal. And this is where I'm at.
Well, and I think, and it's not, you're not wrong. You do have to heal. And like you said, using excuses or what have you. What do you get for that? How does that serve you?
I mean, it's funny. Before we started recording this, I was talking with the wizard back there, and he's like, well, what should we call this, you know, part one? And I was just thinking, I was like, how about marriage? It's effing hard. Right? And we've talked about it. I don't think anybody's going to disagree that marriage is hard. Marriage is very difficult. So I think for me, that stuff served me to say, to kind of check out from the hard parts of marriage.
Yeah.
And use an issue.
And I love your vulnerability in that space because, guys, if you're listening and you're having a hard time with your marriage, that's the go-to for a lot of men, not just Aaron. I know for me, it's easier if I don't address what's wrong or what hurts or why I'm sad or why I'm scared or any of those things. But it still boils down to who do you want to be and how do you want to show up, especially in your marriage, right? Like we talked in episode one that our wives, again, outkicked the coverage, but our wives have made the decision that we are their humans. And so anything that comes with that, there's going to be a new phase. All right. So now Jen loves this version of Mark, and there's a new piece of Aaron that Dee is going to accept and love, right? And I think going the route of making an excuse, right? I just don't have the bandwidth. I gotta do this. Well, you're not serving yourself or your family the way that you want to in that.
Yeah,
I judge when you say that marriage is effing hard, but I judge. It's important, especially now. No, this is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. This is the hardest thing because, you know, I have to go to work. I have to go to work.
Yep.
Right? It just so happens that I love what I do across the board, but I have to go to work. Well, I also have to go home. Right. So what's the payoff at work? Well, a lot of times the financial resources that come with those efforts, what's the payoff at home? Sometimes it feels like there's not one, which is why I would hide when you talk about, I don't have the bandwidth. Oh, I got to work. I sought validation and affirmation in my work as opposed to my marriage.
Exactly. And that's where it is. Like you can bury yourself in work. Work doesn't necessarily have to be emotional. Work doesn't have to be, you don't have to be vulnerable.
Right.
You know, I've just seen so many times, especially in my life, and I know I don't want to put words in other people's mouth, but doing this work, I've heard it over and over and over again. Men don't want to appear weak.
Yep.
And asking for help or asking for space or being vulnerable with your wife and saying, I'm desperately trying to heal through this wound that I've discovered, because I believe it'll make me a better husband and a better father. Instead, a lot of the times what I feel like men do is we're like, we work on it in secret, or we say we're working on it. When in reality, in my case, I'll use my case, like, yes, it was hard to really work on stuff and to be present as a husband and present as a dad. And it took a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And a lot of focus. But those people, especially for me, I believe our wives are grateful for it, and they see it, and they see there's a lot more grace. I believe there's a lot more grace when they see you trying to work on something,
yeah,
and really work on it, but also still be engaged. Cause I feel like personally, again, this is my judgment, right? That when men show up and they're just focused on working on themselves, like, I'm going to go to the gym all the time, and I'm going to go to therapy, and I'm going to do a weekend, which are all great things in and of themselves. But if you ignore your responsibilities at home and your family, they're going to resent that work too. Right. They're going to be like, you're working on yourself, but you don't give a crap about us. Which again goes back to,
what's the message? The work you're doing is more important
than us. Yeah. And the work may be, honestly, like, going to the gym is a great thing. Taking care of yourself. Therapy is a great thing. Weekends are a great thing. But you got to be able to do that in conjunction. And that was what's key for me, is like, I had to be able to, you know, especially when Deanna said, hey, you need to go to therapy and get some professional. I mean, she was being very serious. Not like, you're crazy, you need therapy. Like, she's like, you need more help than what a weekend is providing or what I can do for you. Like, you need more help.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we're going to survive. So it's like, okay, how do I do that and still be present here?
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say, like, starting that journey made the relationship at home stronger. It wasn't easier.
Let's go back to November. Let's go back to November. You're on vacation with those friends at dinner. What does Dee say?
See, that she, for the first time in a long time, she felt validated and seen and heard, and that her concerns mattered.
I think, man, Aaron, I think that has so much power behind it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. That's where I like having the conversation with Jen, because you're not wrong. A weekend, like, I'm at a point right now with my schedule and everything else and what my aspirations are in regards to the Crucible Project. I have to run stuff by Jen. I already know I'm not able to staff May. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. I've looked at it and it just won't work. Because I want her to love and appreciate the work the same way that I do. And she'll, to your point, she'll start to resent it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it takes away from what she wants.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I keep trying to, like, try to tell men. And I'm, man, like, I'm in a season where I wish y'all, you yahoos, are up there staffing. And I wish so bad that I was in those tiny little bunks and the smelly rooms and the snoring with you guys, but I'm needed at home. I mean, I'm, you know, starting a business and getting that running off the ground. But I'm okay with it. Like, in years past, I would have made my family miserable because I couldn't be up there with, you know, you guys and that kind of stuff. And so I'm gonna out him a little bit, and he'll be okay with it. If not, I'm sorry, but our friend Sean, who was a guest on our, you know, on the podcast a few episodes ago, and sent us awesome pens, and exactly, he sent me a text and he needed some advice. And I don't remember all the details. I'm not going to share, like, all the intricacies, but basically it came down to, like, I guess his daughter wanted to go to a camp, but it was on the same weekend that he was trying to staff his first initial weekend. I know he's been dying to staff his first initial weekend. He's like, he asked me my advice. I said, you will never regret choosing your family over staffing a weekend. I said, because if your family, and exactly the message, like, if they feel like that the work is more important than they are, mm-hmm. then the work's all for naught.
Yep.
And I think that's where a lot of men that I've talked to or get tripped up, right? It's like, well, I'm doing all this work, but my wife still resents me. It's like, cool, well, what do you, you're working on yourself, but what are you doing for her? What are you doing to serve her and serve your family? He's like, well, I'm going to therapy. He's like, well, cool. Well, what does she need at home?
Right.
What's going on with her? Does she need to go see somebody? Does she need you to set up a girls' weekend for her and set up babysitting and let her go somewhere?
Yeah. As you were talking, brother, it occurs to me, balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance is so key, right? Like, I have work to do, and I know that Jen wants, she's got work that she's doing. So that's back to that. What's the balance there? Because I know that I'm super passionate about becoming the best version of myself that I can be. And if I do that at the expense of my family, specifically Jen, then it's not really becoming the best version of me that I want to be. So I think knowing, again, self-awareness, I talk about it a lot, knowing how I can most effectively show up in a way that I want to show up. Like, we talk about full-bodied yeses. I have a tendency to agree to stuff that I don't want to do just because I want to make somebody happy because I want them to like me, right? And the reason I bring that up is I want to be a full-bodied yes. If Jen says, what do you think about this? I want to be a full-bodied yes. I want to show up the way that she wants me to show up. We're going to be married 27 years this year.
Well, congratulations. And
those of you who have been with the podcast for a while know that that's not without its hiccups. But I can honestly tell you, like, the human that I am now, I blame solely on Jennifer. Like, yep. I actually wrote it on her mirror so she can't get rid of it. She makes me want to be a better man. She just does. And I think that having that support from the family is a big deal. Jen and Ollie, just that, you know, being with you recording the episode right now, we are making a sacrifice in this space. We're making a choice. You've got exactly. Me and the boys at home. I've got Jen and Ollie downstairs. Like, it's, mm-hmm. I'm making a choice.
Exactly. But I think the reason why we succeed, and I'm going to pat us on the back a little bit, is because we've done the work and we've set the expectations.
Yeah.
So I've heard so many men tell me, like, well, like, I've done the work, but my relationship with my wife is still stagnant and still awful because she won't do her work. I'm like, no, that's not how it works, man. Like, that's not how it works. Like,
and you know this as well as anybody. In some of the work that we've done, what do you want? Well, I want her to blah, blah, blah. No, you don't have any control over any other human other than yourself. So what do you want? If you're not getting something from her, what is it about? Like, what do you want? And only to find out, well, she's not doing her work. Well, I want to know that I'm worth blah. Great. Let's talk about that, because that is you. That's not her. That's you. And where does it show up for the first time? And how do you get past it?
Yeah. And I feel like I keep hitting the, you know, beating the dead horse, or I guess the politically correct way.
You're going to say expectation again?
It's the expectation in the conversation. I feel like so many times in the beginning of my marriage, when I was young and I thought I knew everything about being a husband, and I knew nothing. I still don't know much, to be honest. Let's just be real. But it was like, well, she should just know this. She should just know it because, you know, and I feel like that's where I got in a lot of trouble. It's like, well, she should just know how I feel, or she should just know I'm doing this, or she should just know I'm working on that. You know, it comes back to the, I don't want to appear weak to my wife, so I'm not going to tell her I'm working on this or I'm going to therapy until I'm fixed, and then she'll notice. But like, letting Deanna in on my journey and let her know what's going on and what I've been struggling with was massive.
Well, I think she should know. And you know what, brother? Maybe she should. But the point is, she doesn't. So what do you need to do to show up the way that you want to show up? Like, I judge that's a cop-out. Well, they should just know. No.
It is 100%. It's a cop-out.
You think that they should know. That's not gospel law.
I mean, for me, again, it was I didn't want to appear weak. I didn't want to appear like a sissy asking for certain things. So I just assumed that she would know and then get mad at her when she, you know, didn't understand or didn't meet my expectations or like punish her with whatever because she didn't meet the expectation.
Well, and gosh, that's, she should just know, well, maybe. And then I remember so many times getting upset with Jim. Why wouldn't she do this knowing full well that I want it? And then I replay it in my head and I'm like, I never told her. Why would she know that? I was upset that she didn't do something that I was assuming she would just know to do. How silly does that sound? Like saying it out loud just makes me want to punch my own face, right? Like it's, yeah. And that goes back to setting the expectation, communicating to your point, like, hey, I would like this. Oh, okay. Now, if the response is no, not going to do it, then that's a different conversation than being upset about, well, she should have just known to do it and she didn't do it. No, I don't want to do that. Great. Now you can have the conversation as to, have I set the expectation? Have I advocated for what I want? And if the answer is no, how do I most effectively communicate that?
That's very well said. It all boils down to communication and expectations.
Yeah.
It really does. And it seems so simple, yet it's very, very difficult.
That's very, very true. And I think that we're starting to see folks be a little more comfortable in the space of marriage is hard because the age at which people are getting married seems to be getting older and older, which is great, right? And I don't know why it's getting older and older. Could be myriad reasons. But I think coming in later in life is making a difference because I hopped in, all right, how do I best serve Jen? Dude, I had zero self-awareness, Aaron. I didn't know who I was, what I wanted, how I didn't know any of that stuff. Whereas if I could have shown up wholly as myself, it would have made a tremendous difference early in my marriage.
Oh, yeah. As I said, I thought going into marriage, like I knew how to do this. It's like, okay, I can nail this. Dude, and this isn't negative self-talk, but I was so bad at what I thought would be a good husband. I'll kind of tell on myself a little bit, but man, I really subscribed to the whole, and I don't know why I fixated on this, but it was like the whole, you can't go to bed angry. So I would talk Deanna to death to the point where this poor woman would have to like lock herself in our, in our master bedroom closet. So I would just not talk to her. And it's funny now we laugh about it now, but it was super unhealthy. And that was about me needing to be validated, needing to be right, needing to be, you know, feeling like I was the good husband and I led us to a conclusion. And that's not how that works.
And you were looking to her for your validation and your affirmation when it should have been right here.
Oh yeah. Right? Totally right. Totally.
That's 101.
And again, I never communicated that to her or anybody. It's like, I just want to feel like I have an opinion or that I bring something. Because this comes back to that whole feeling like I outkicked my coverage. Like I wanted to feel as smart and as valuable as to her as she was to me.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it makes perfect sense. It's the same thing for me. Like I have to perform a certain way in order to justify her love for me. In order for her to like me, I have to do certain things. And that's simply not the case. And I think that's, again, that's the self-awareness piece. So, but I have to tell you, I could talk marriage with you all day long. Not only because I outkicked my coverage and I really like flaunting the fact that I married way out of my league, but more importantly, because I think it's a big topic. And I think that, there's a lot of folks out there that want help in that space. So,
I agree.
To that end, just want to let everybody know, if you want to get a hold of us, the easiest way to do that is via email at thewarriorandthewolf@gmail.com, or you can hit that website, thewarriorandthewolf.com. All of our contact information is there, as well as our social handles, which are
The Warrior and the Wolf at Instagram and Facebook. Yeah,
So with that out of, and if you are watching this on the YouTubes, please hit that thumbs up. Give us a like on the content. Comment on what you'd like to see as far as another episode and what we can try and tackle for you. And subscribe to the channel. It would mean a ton to us if you did that. Aaron, again, I could talk marriage with you all day long, but what are your parting shots here?
Yeah, I was going to say about the YouTube thing. As my 10-year-old would say, smash that subscribe button. Smash it. My parting shot is don't be afraid of the communication. Like, I feel like I was so afraid of like communicating exactly what was going on or exactly what I needed that I let that fear stop me from actually having a healthy conversation relationship with my wife about it.
Right.
So if you're a man and you're on a journey where you're trying to really discover like how to be the best version of you, how to be healthy, how to, whatever it is, gym, physical, mental, whatever it is, communicate that with your wife. Pre-decide that we talked about your expectations and understand that that it's not always going to be easy, but the communication and the expectations make a world of difference, an absolute world of difference.
Yeah. And I would say, as we kind of sign off for this episode, I think the self-awareness piece is a big deal. I think accountability is a big deal. So letting your partner know, hey, this is the kind of human that I want to be. And I want you to hold me accountable, because it does two things. Number one, there's self-awareness involved with that. This is who I want to be. I've thought about it. Now the other person knows how you want to show up, and it tells them that you're serious about it because you've allowed them to step into that. And to Aaron's point, communicate, especially as you step into different phases of your marriage, whether that be bringing kids into the picture or changing jobs or changing, cities, whatever that looks like. I think it's a big deal. Number one, it's okay to be sad, scared. And number two, it's absolutely imperative that that get communicated to your other half. 1,000,000%. So, hey, as always, thanks so much. We're really excited to be back in it. We're excited that you're back in it with us. And we are excited to see you on the next episode. Until then, I'm Mark. I'm the Wolf.
I'm Aaron. I'm the Warrior.
We'll see you next time.